We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years and counting. Your official coaches radio show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. Now, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Radio Show. The Wisconsin Badgers splitting their games on the home floor last week, a win against Northwestern 68-52, and then a setback on Saturday afternoon to Ohio State 74-62. Two games on the road this week. Badgers will be at Maryland on Wednesday night for an 8 o'clock tip, and then from there it's on to State College for a Saturday matchup, 2 o'clock tip time central for the Badgers and the Penn State Nittany Lions. Badgers start the week 6-3 in the Big Ten and ready for that rematch with the Maryland Terrapins. We will take a break. We will get things started with head coach Greg Gard coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Badger fans, now you can have all of your favorite foods from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company delivered directly to your home, exclusively through Eat Street. You can also carry out from all of our locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Just visit GreatDanePub.com to place your carryout or delivery order. That's GreatDanePub.com. The Great Dane is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Find your style with Patriot Lighting from Menards. We carry a great selection of interior lighting products. Check out the Leaf Island Light. Its stylish design will add a modern touch to any kitchen with its satin nickel frame and graphite accents. Just $149.99. The Brooklyn Island Light comes with vintage style bulbs and has an industrial feel. Right now, it's only $189.99. Save on everything to update your home now at Menards. Price is good through Sunday, January 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your bumper to bumper parts store,
where service is different. We get it.
Save this month on Prestone de-icer windshield fluid, now just $5.49. Gunk degreasing wipes are just $4.99, and Spray 9 disinfecting spray is also $4.99. Shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with coupon code SWEETHEART15. That's bumper to bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite. Big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
Want to sing varsity together at the Kohl Center all season long? American Family Insurance wants to make your dream a reality. Head over to amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win 2021-2022 basketball season tickets and a VIP game day experience like no other. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Greg Gard Show, brought to you each week by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your number one happy hour and dining destination. Badgers on the road again throughout the course of the week. They will head out tomorrow for the Wednesday night game at Maryland, and will stay on the road for a Saturday afternoon matchup in State College against the Penn State Nittany Lions. And Coach, we've talked about this before. I mean, right now you're focused on doing what you can to beat Maryland. And at the same time, part of the description, I guess, of your job is to be a part of a lot of Big Ten coaches' Zoom calls. And I know there's been a lot of, maybe not a lot, but there have been some conversations about the Big Ten tournament and you know, how that might happen and whether changes may or may not need to be made. How often, I know in the summer, what was it, a couple times a week where you had Zoom calls with coaches? Now that you're in the guts of the season, how often does this happen?
Yeah, once we got into the guts of the season, really, Matt, we really started playing games, and I guess that was late November, we stopped the Zoom calls. We started them in the summer, and they went from once a week to twice a week, and then back to once a week as we came towards the start of the season. But now we don't do them because we don't like each other right now. We're all in the season. So we actually did have one this morning. It was, about an hour and a half, and really covered the topics, as you mentioned, the Big Ten tournament, how that is trending, I think there's so many unknowns in terms of where we are in terms of just society with what can happen by March, mid-March, and not only with the Big Ten tournament, but also what the plans and kind of a look under the hood, so to speak, we got of what the NCAA tournament will look like. So I think it was all good. I think there is, obviously, you can debate on both sides of the road on this, the value of a conference tournament. If you're a Gonzaga or a Baylor, is it worth it to anytime you step outside of your quasi bubble, I guess, or your normal pattern of life and go stay somewhere else and interact in a different landscape? And not that the risk doesn't exist here, but anytime you obviously deviate off that normal everyday, pattern, and the risk goes up. So, is the tournament worth going to play? And you know what's going to happen with the NCAA tournament you're going to be in. Do you put yourselves or your team or your players at risk for that? So I think that's just the debate a little bit. But all plans right now are to go forward with it. I think the plan that was kind of laid out, the NCAA tournament plan, looks exceptional from the little snapshot we got of it. And I think the Big Ten tournament, if it is done, which all plans are, like I said, to go forward with it, I think we'll have a lot of good precautions and protocol in place that will make it as safe as possible. But like I said, we're so far, January 25th, we're a long ways from mid-March. So a lot of things could change between now and then. I think the biggest thing is we have to be cognizant and flexible as we go through this.
I always think of a line that Chris McIntosh, Barry Alvarez's the deputy AD, what Chris mentioned when we had one of those virtual town hall meetings back in the middle of June. He said, you try to plan for as much as you can, but predict nothing. Right. I mean, it sounds like it's maybe a little bit going on right now.
It is, because it's obviously, even with the news that's come out of Ann Arbor here, recently in the last 48 hours or so, with them being on pause and with this new variant or the new strain of the virus, we don't know, what the future of that's going to look like. The testing does pick it up, but it's obviously a little different. It spreads faster and more contagious than the normal COVID-19 virus. So I think there's a lot of, that's something I think everybody's got their eyes on, watching that. That's a concern. But I think we're, like I said, the plan that they walked us through, specifically probably more details about the NCAA tournament, I thought was very well done from what I've seen from afar, and a lot of things taken into account, which is how it needs to be. I mean, that's what you would expect. And So we'll see. We got to continue to do our part to make sure we're there, and a lot of basketball to play between now and then. But I think a good snapshot to what the next couple months will look like.
As coaches, Greg, are you all confident that your input will matter? And I've heard in the past with certain things that maybe they should talk to coaches more about what's going on. Do you feel good that what you have to say will factor into final decisions that are made?
Yeah, I think so. Just from a standpoint of nothing more than we've got experience with this now. And a lot of us have lived through it in terms of having a team or players with it, whether it'd been in the summer, fall, whatever. You know, we still have three teams on pause right now in our league. You know, Michigan, Michigan State, and Nebraska are still got the brakes on them. So, you know, and how does that change? We've all had to live in it. I think that's been the nice thing about the Zoom calls too, and that, you know, we get together obviously in normal times for maybe once a year, twice a year in actual meetings in person. But to do this knowing we were going to have to really bond together and help each other and be open with each other. And I think we've done a really good job of that. I can pick up the phone with any of the 13 coaches and call them and say, hey, here's the situation I'm dealing with. You dealt with this 3 weeks ago, what, you know, whatever, and the case may be. And we've been very open and honest with each other. And I think it's helped.
It's fascinating for those of us on the outside looking in. You're trying to come up with a plan to beat Maryland. And oh, by the way, what do you think about the tournament? What do you think about the conference tournament? Right. I know you have to wear a lot of hats here, but I would imagine you and your fellow coaches sleep is not plentiful with everything going on in your mind right now.
It's been hopefully it's a once in a lifetime thing, Matt. I mean, that's I can't call anybody to ask them how they handled the last pandemic. Nobody's around to be able to bounce any ideas off of how they handled it in 1918.
Fingers crossed that the Badgers can keep playing their games uninterrupted. They'll have a game against Maryland on Wednesday night, and then they'll go back-to-back. They'll have the road game at Penn State on Saturday afternoon, and then Penn State comes to the Kohl Center a few days later. They haven't had back-to-back games of Badgers since 2007, I want to say, the end of the season against Michigan State, and as it turned out, they matched up against Michigan State right away in the Big Ten tournament. We'll take a break. We'll have more of the Greg Gard Show as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You and your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper parts store.
Working together at full capacity.
Save this month on Crestone Deicer Windshield Fluid. Now just $5.49. Gunk degreasing wipes or Spray 9 disinfecting spray for only $4.99. And Liquid Wrench lubricating oil is just $3.99. Shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SWEETHEART15. That's your local bumper-to-bumper parts store where service is the difference. We get it.
Badger fans, now you can have all of your favorite foods from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company delivered directly to your home, exclusively through Eat Street. You can also carry out from all of our locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Just visit GreatDanePub.com to place your carryout or delivery order. That's GreatDanePub.com. The Great Dane is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite. Big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
Greg Gard Show brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating more than 25 years as Madison's best friend. A split for the Badgers last week on the home floor, a win against Northwestern. And then Ohio State came in and played very well, to its credit, in defeating the Badgers on Saturday afternoon at the Kohl Center. And Greg, one of the tough things that every team in this league has gone through at least once, and most have gone through more than once, is trying to keep that high level of consistency. And with you, I know it starts on the defensive end. Before we get to what Ohio State did, maybe recap what you really liked about how your guys played, especially in the second half, defensively against a Northwestern team that has proven an ability to score at a pretty good clip when it's really clicking.
Yeah, it definitely had, you know, and I think that was, and we'll obviously see him again here down the road, but you mentioned the word consistency, and I have a little jingle with the team that if consistency was a place, it wouldn't be very populated, you know, so it's just, that's always the challenge for individual players, for teams, for coaches, for everybody is, you know, to get to a high level is one thing, to try to stay there game in and game out, half in and half out, possession in and possession out is the challenge. So obviously I thought we were really good the second half defensively against Northwestern, and the numbers prove that out. And when we've been at our best, we are at our best defensively. I don't think there's, you know, we're that's how we're built, and that's how we need to be. And that's how you win consistently in this league, is being really good defensively. And sometimes we get consumed with offense or let offense dominate our brain. And then we maybe have slippage defensively. But yeah, I thought for the most part, the second half, we really buckled down against Northwestern. And obviously that was the difference in the game, to be able to get some separation.
In the Ohio State game, the Buckeyes hit a lot of mid-range shots, and then there were some tough fadeaways. I mean, clearly you're going to go over, or you have gone over with your guys, certain aspects of that game, but were some of their makes, you could live with it? I mean, just pretty tough shots that they knocked
out?
Yeah,
I think a highly inordinate amount of longer twos, in fact, 20 points worth to be exact, that you would say, okay, there's no way to prevent the shot in some of those. They're going to have to, they take those, and you want to take away threes, which Ohio State had been shooting a lot of threes and shooting them very well. We took that away. They only made five, and I think they only got 16 attempts. They were getting to the line a lot until we had to foul at the end. We had kept them off the line for the most part, and they got eight of their 18 in the last minute and a half when we had to foul there down six. But, you know, so we did, from that standpoint, we let the ball get to the rim too many times. But you're right about the tougher twos, specifically in the first half, and you get a few of those to go in. From an offensive standpoint, it's offense is about confidence and feel good. And we get some of those to go in. We made some mistakes. We left our feet to, you know, make a tough jump shot, maybe a little easier jump shot, even though it was from 17, 18 feet. The confidence grew with them offensively. And then it becomes, you come down the stretch. Lydell hits a fadeaway on the baseline. It's another one with his heels on the arc, and Walker hits a tougher one in the lane. But I don't know. I haven't kept track of tough twos, you know, unless it really stands out. This game, it really stood out in terms of the high number above average that you normally see a team. Normally you're living with those and saying, great, you know, you can't make those at that clip for a long period of time, but they were able to make enough of them to get separation. And then we kept feeling like we were trying to fight uphill, and we didn't shoot it exceptionally well, especially the first half from three. You know, I thought we had a lot of really good looks. Handful you'd like to have back and not take, but you can't micromanage offense, because if you start micromanaging shot selection, you're gonna get in people's heads, and then they're gonna be hesitant, and you can't play tense and kind of overthinking offense. So the defensive end is where we really put a lot of our time and focus in here today, and Maryland's gonna challenge us much the way Ohio State did in terms of spreading us out and trying to play you off the bounce.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Maryland in a few minutes, but going back to the offense, Brad's been around the block a little while now, but he had the tough offensive foul called early in the game that took away a three. Do you still, he's an experienced guy, but you and your staff say, hey, do what you do. Don't get freaked out by, you know, the foot got out there a little bit, but it didn't seem real bad, but it is what it is. Just to make sure that he doesn't let that get into his head and start to mess with his confidence a little.
You do. Yeah, you really got to flesh that stuff out. And that was, you know, that was the right call. Going through the film and even talking to the league office, I didn't have a disagreement with the official and the call in terms of the call that was made, because that's exactly why that rule was put in place. So it was an appropriate call. But yeah, we've got to, you know, I think the thing with Brad is to continue to find the best shots. And he takes a lot of tough ones at times. He's made a lot of tough ones, but not get consumed, as I mentioned before, about not getting consumed with whether the ball goes in. So many guys, and this is young, old, everybody in between, players have their emotional thermometer, barometer, whatever, attached to their offensive game, and get so emotionally strapped into that. And it's natural, but you have to fight it, because you can't overthink offense. You can't get consumed and get so wound up if things aren't going well and press yourself offensively, because it makes a stressful situation worse if you press yourself with what's happening shooting the ball.
As you said many times, as well as Bo, you can't yell a guy into making a shot, right?
No, you can't. And I didn't have a, you know, other than maybe, like I said, as you really break down the tape, there was maybe a handful in the first half, one in the second half that you say no. But the rest of them, you got to take open looks. Like I said, we had, you know, a dozen that were wide open. I take every day of the week and twice on Sunday that you're going to take, and over the course of time, you know, instead of, you know, just if you look at the first half, Matt, we're 3 for 15. If we're 6 for 15, you're ahead at halftime. You know, that's the fine. Even 6 for 15 is not shooting it great. You know, that's not even 50% from three. It's not like you're on fire, but just a couple buckets going in here or there tips the scales, and it also tips the scales of the confidence of the players taking the shots. And that's where we got to continue to be confident offensively while we really tighten the bolts down defensively, so to speak.
Yeah, and it seemed like two or three of those shots were halfway down too and popped out. That's how the game works sometimes. We will take a break. Coach Gard talked a little bit about Maryland. We'll get into the Terps a little more. They're coming off another impressive road win over the weekend up in Minnesota. We'll take a break back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your bumper to bumper. Hard Store, where service is different. We get it.
Save this month on Prestone de-icer windshield fluid, now just $5.49. Gunk degreasing wipes are just $4.99. And Spray 9 disinfecting spray is also $4.99. Shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with coupon code SWEETHEART15. That's bumper to bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Find your style with Patriot Lighting from Menards. We carry a great selection of interior lighting products. Check out the Leaf Island Light. Its stylish design will add a modern touch to any kitchen with its satin nickel frame and graphite accents. Just $149.99. The Brooklyn Island Light comes with vintage style bulbs and has an industrial feel. Right now it's only $189.99. Save on everything to update your home now at Menards. Price is good through Sunday, January 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger fans, now you can have all of your favorite foods from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company delivered directly to your home, exclusively through Eat Street. You can also carry out from all of our locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Just visit GreatDanePub.com to place your carryout or delivery order. That's GreatDanePub.com. The Great Dane is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We continue with the Great Gard Show, brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your official Coach of Show sponsor along the Badger Network. And it's game number two, the Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins, a team that has picked off some impressive wins on the road. Matter of fact, it has all four of its conference games that they've won have been on the road. And you touched on their offense. We'll get back to that in a second. But, man, Greg, what they did defensively.
up at Minnesota, holding the Gophers to 49 points. You've taken a look at it. What jumped out the way they were guarding Minnesota this week?
Yeah, well, I think the key for them has been, you know, they've probably more than any other team in the league, they present such a matchup Rubik's Cube in terms of how they play, because they basically play small ball. And it's hard both ways, offensively and defensively, to function as normal with, and they play extremely hard. They've definitely bought into that mantra, so to speak, of what they've done and how they're trying to play. And they have. I mean, they took Minnesota right out of the game, take Liam Robbins right out of the game and made him a non-factor and got him in foul trouble. So they scramble you up. They fight and scrap and help each other well. They clog the paint when they need to. They double the post when they need to. And then the offensive end, you know, because of all the guys that can shoot threes and put the ball on the floor, there's not a, you know, it's not your prototypical big guy that you can kind of build your defense around or help off of more or not have to chase somebody on the perimeter. And like I said, with all the handoffs and dribble ball screens and that, it really, like I said, it puts you into kind of a quandary, you know, defensively to how to handle it and try to keep the ball in front of you. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, the spacing, as you talked about. And it seems to me, and maybe just my memory is convenient here, but Turgeon's teams have, now obviously they had Stick Smith and they've had Bruno Fernando, but they've had an ability to space and spread out opposing defenses, right? And that's allowed them to, of course, you get a guy like Cowan, that always helps. But
yeah,
they presented those matchup problems for a while.
They do, yeah, but they never had five guys on the floor all at right. once. And I think, you know, Coach Krabanoff has a great, great analogy. They're like an Atlantic 10 team. I mean, they don't have a really big guy. They don't have a true post player, but they all can bounce, beat you off the dribble. They can all shoot threes. I mean, we talk about small ball. That's kind of what it is. You know, it is with everybody's interchangeable. Everybody's playing on the perimeter. Everybody's cutting and dribbling and setting ball screens. And I mean, Dante Scott, the five, is coming off a ball screen. I mean, it's just unorthodox compared to what we typically see in this league. And you go through the other 12, you know, preparations, they're pretty in line with each other. This one is an outlier. And that's why I think it's caused so many teams, you know, some trouble.
With all of that said, is there one guy who kind of makes it go? Is it an Ayala? Or, I mean, obviously they have five who can make it go, but is there one in particular who's the tone setter, so to speak?
I tell you, the tone setter from our analysis as a staff, and this is maybe not what Maryland would tell you, but the key for them, I think, is Daryl Morcel. I think what he has done defensively, he has guarded one through five. He's a junkyard dog. You know, he's averaging 8 points a game. So you say, all right, his offensive impact isn't that great, but I think he's really, I mean, he is a street fighter. He is, I mean, he's one of those guys you love to have on your team and you hate to play against. Mm-hmm. And because he's everywhere, he's always coming at you on both ends of the floor. And I think he's really kind of the glue, so to speak, to really makes that engine tick, on both ends of the floor.
Now he's got that mask on because he had the facial fracture, so mm-hmm. that just makes him look a little more. Remember Tucker tried that.
Oh yeah, yeah, and it fogged up on him. The technology of those things has improved greatly because Orlando had to keep having Henry spray it with defogger in between timeouts because it would steam up, and he hated it. He couldn't see. He was all like driving through an icy windshield. But I think the technology, they don't fog up anymore like they did back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, I know Henry was very uptight. He was very uptight about Tucker, not real crazy about wearing that thing. I mentioned a little while ago, and I know you got Maryland coming up, but Penn State, you'll play him twice in a row. Who has that scout? And it's not something you see in the Big Ten in the regular season. That'll be a little bit different, I suppose.
No, that's kind of like an NBA thing. I mean, they kind of get some each team's on a back-to-back flip home road. I think Coach Krabanoff has it, if I remember right, from when we were preparing before. But that will be, obviously, that's the makeup game from the game that got postponed when they end up going on pause before we went out there. The one, I guess, flipping the one coming back here, or I guess the one out there. I guess we shuffled some things around, shuffled Maryland to make some things work. And even the reshuffling has me confused, Matt, as you can tell, because there's a lot of moving parts. It involves more than just us and Maryland and Penn State. There's other teams that have been shuffled around to make Penn, try to get Penn State back on schedule. But Penn State's a team that they're starting to figure out their roles. You know, they're starting to play well, and not that they didn't. I mean, they played well against Illinois for two games. A little bit I've seen them. I'll dive deeper into them as we get past Wednesday. But, you know, beat Northwestern the other day. So I think a team that's starting to figure some things out, and you know, they've had to replace a lot. So you get to this time of the year and roles start to, I guess this is abnormal as ever, with they had to go on a pause for a while too. But Penn State has a lot of weapons and very explosive from even coaches I've talked to around the league that has played them. Like, don't sleep on Penn State, because they can explode offensively in a hurry.
I'm happy. Yeah, we got about 30 seconds. I'm happy for you guys. I won't mention hotel names, but if you're going to be spending a couple of extra nights in State College, you have upgraded the accommodation. So that will make this a little less painful, I hope.
A little more tolerable. Yeah, it will.
We'll take a break. We have more to come as we continue with the Greg Gard Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Badger fans, now you can have all of your favorite foods from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company delivered directly to your home, exclusively through Eat Street. You can also carry out from all of our locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Just visit GreatDanePub.com to place your carryout or delivery order. That's GreatDanePub.com. The Great Dane is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best skateboarders.
Drive sober on your wheels.
And we mean all your wheels.
Because you can't ride a crooked grind if you're like a crook in cuffs slapped with the ultimate fine. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Neighborhood tailgates, diehard Badger fans, and rich traditions like jump around and the fifth quarter make Camp Randall Stadium one of the most unique college football venues in America. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Johnsonville Brats, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, Pepsi, and Texas Roadhouse Peanuts. On Wisconsin!
Hi, I'm Sean Clary. When we started Clary Building Corp in 1978, quality, craftsmanship, and customer service were just how you did business. Those values and traditions are even more important today. No matter how you utilize your Clary building, we design, engineer, and manufacture everything in-house so we can back up the promise to deliver the building you deserve. Your satisfaction is our number one priority. Visit clarybuilding.com today. You'll be glad you did.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show and the Badgers, as we mentioned, with the Maryland game on Wednesday night. Then they'll stay on the road to take on Penn State Saturday afternoon in State College. Another few nights on the road for the Badgers. With an older team, maybe that's not a bad thing. As we have talked with Coach Gard about this at various times this season, when you have player-driven teams that can make the life of a head coach and his staff a little bit more manageable, and it certainly has been a help dealing with all there is to deal with this season. We talked to Coach Gard about that.
There's no doubt to that statement, Matt. You know, I think, you know, you look at the time we spend with them, which is approximately 2 hours a day, maybe a little bit more if you count the lifting and the time in the training room and those things. So that we're around them. So you got 20 plus hours that they're with each other, you know, whether it's roommates, you know, apartment mates, whatever, that they're in classes, those type of things. So there is a lot more time around each other. So that messaging, not only in the locker room, but as they leave the Kohl Center and go about the rest of their lives, because they do have other parts of their life that are probably more important or as important as here with basketball. But I think we've always said a player coach team is the best coach team. And when you have that, it just helps repeat and remind the messaging stays consistent. And this group, I think, has done an exceptional job of that, and they started this, you know, a year ago. You know, I thought last year's team really, And the best coach teams are player coach teams, and that definitely they took ownership as we came down the stretch a year ago. So that's in it. It is not, you're always reminding, you know, I think you're always, it's not guaranteed that it's always like that, and it's guaranteed that it stays at the appropriate level. So you're always dropping hints and reminders and helping guys with things. But, you know, they have to walk through that because it's a player's game, and this is a player's program, so to speak, from a standpoint of a lot of the responsibilities and ownerships are in their hands. And this group, obviously having seniors helps that, but the seniors have to be about the right frame of mind. You can have a lot of seniors that are all on their own islands and thinking independently. And it's fine to be an independent thinker, but when we're in a team sport, we have to be all connected and united. And this group has done a good job of that.
It's always been fun through the years watching players develop, and not just in their raw athletic ability, but being guys who speak. Brad is always, we know, has always been, he's always had things to say, and he can kind of rally guys. But to see a Dimitri Trice and a lean forward from time to time, I would imagine for you as a coach, that's really encouraging, maybe satisfying to see guys grow in that regard.
Yeah, those are two guys specifically, in Aleem and Dimitri, that you mentioned that have really come out of their – they were very, very sheltered, not from a standpoint of they didn't have a lot of experiences. They didn't say much as freshmen and sophomores and to some point even juniors. But now they're not afraid to speak their mind. They're not afraid to speak up, and that's good. And even Nate. Nate's not one that shouts, but the things that he talks about and resonates and goes through his mind are the right things, and he's really good at helping our younger guys point out things. He's very cerebral with the game and sees things coming, and really has been a huge asset to our younger players in terms of, you know, just what he sees. And experience is a great teacher. It's the best teacher, and obviously those guys have a lot of it, but it has been neat to watch some of these guys kind of, you know, come out of their shell, so to speak, and be able to have their own voice.
I always think of a couple guys on your staff, and I'm sure Dean Oliver was the same in his college days at Iowa, but Joe Krabenhoff has told the story about Orlando Tucker, where Joe took a shot that maybe the head coach at the time, Coach Ryan, didn't really appreciate and let him know about it in a timeout. And coming out of the huddle, Joe said Tuck came up to him and encouraged him, say, "Hey, if it's there, take it." I mean, that's right. Orlando is probably someone who falls into that too. He was good all along, but maybe he became one of those team leaders who could say things.
You know, and everybody leads in a different way. I think everybody, sometimes the misnomer is that a leader has to be vocal and you're going to see him out there yelling and screaming and being very demonstrative with it. And that's not always the case. Some of our best leaders have been people of very few words, and Orlando fits that category. I always said he was like E.F. Hutton, you know, for those that remember that commercial. It's like when he talked, everybody listened. You could hear a pin drop. Orlando wouldn't say much in the locker room when he was a player, but when he did, it was deadly quiet. You could hear a mouse in there when he talked, because everybody knew, because he had the respect of how he played. He led by example. And Joe was very much the same way too. Joe didn't say a whole lot in those, but how he played, how he practiced, how he went about his business sent, sometimes your example can speak many more words than what you can actually spit out of your mouth. So that's always too, leading by example is something that's very beneficial.
I know Coach Ryan always talked about Devin Harris, and he came up to him after a practice early in his time and said, "You mean we have to go hard every day?" And Bo loved to tell the story and said, "Yeah." And so but the point is, when your best players are leading by example, working hard every day, that can make your job a little bit easier.
Absolutely, there's no doubt. I mean, if a best player, they can talk a lot, but if they're not doing it, then the people that are supposed to be following are going, there's a confliction there. There's a contrast of, you're saying I'm supposed to be doing that, but I'm watching you and you're not doing what you said I'm supposed to be doing. So when you do what you say, I think that goes a long ways with players in the locker room.
All right, the Badgers taking on the Maryland Terrapins. That'll be an 8 o'clock tip with our coverage Wednesday night starting at 7, and then Saturday afternoon against Penn State. We'll take a break. Mike Lucas will join us in a couple of minutes as we continue with the Greg Gard Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Find your style with Patriot Lighting from Menards. We carry a great selection of interior lighting products. Check out the Leaf Island Light. Its stylish design will add a modern touch to any kitchen with its satin nickel frame and graphite accents. Just $149.99. The Brooklyn Island Light comes with vintage style bulbs and has an industrial feel. Right now it's only $189.99. Save on everything to update your home now at Menards. Price is good through Sunday, January 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
You and your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper parts store.
Working together at full capacity.
Save this month on Crestone De-Icer Windshield Fluid. Now just $5.49. Gunk degreasing wipes or Spray 9 disinfecting spray for only $4.99. And Liquid Wrench lubricating oil is just $3.99. Shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SWEETHEART15. That's your local bumper-to-bumper parts store where service is the difference. We get it.
Badger fans, now you can have all of your favorite foods from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company delivered directly to your home, exclusively through Eat Street. You can also carry out from all of our locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Just visit GreatDanePub.com to place your carryout or delivery order. That's GreatDanePub.com. The Great Dane is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. When we started Cleary Building Corp in 1978, quality craftsmanship and customer service were just how you did business. Those values and traditions are even more important today. No matter how you utilize your Cleary building, we design, engineer, and manufacture everything in-house so we can back up the promise to deliver the building you deserve. Your satisfaction is our number one priority. Visit clearybuilding.com today. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
It's the Badgers in Maryland on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock tip. Our coverage starts 1 hour earlier. And, of course, there's, as Coach Gard talked about at the beginning of the show, there's the Big Ten race and then obviously the uncertainty of what could lie ahead here in regards to the virus, Mike. We know Michigan, at least as we speak, is on pause. The athletes at the university, many of them, are trying to push to keep playing. But man, they're sitting there at 8-1. They're alone in first, and they certainly look like a team that has the chops to get to the Final Four. But it's yet another reminder that everything truly is day to day, right? I mean, we are as fans like hoping the Badgers can get things going again on the road this week. But this virus is still there, and it just makes, I think, the deeper we get in the season, the more nervous everyone's going to get with the possible impact of postseason play.
No question. If teams and programs hadn't already been on high alert, they certainly are now based on what's happening at the University of Michigan. Now, the Wolverines had two games postponed earlier, one in the ACC Big Ten Challenge with North Carolina State and then Penn State on January 9th. So if they, in fact, do pause for 2 weeks, they will postpone games against Penn State, Indiana, Northwestern and Michigan State, and return potentially on February 11th against Illinois. On February 14th, they're scheduled to play the Badgers in Madison. The question right now is Michigan going to be the only program that will be forced to pause in the remaining weeks of the regular season, and how will that impact the postseason?
Yeah, you're right. Certainly with the variants of this virus, that is what has forced the pause at Michigan. So that has, you know, obviously some folks concerned. Nebraska, remember, still has five games, or will end up having five games to make up as well. So I guess we'll all find out together how that unfolds. But for the Badgers, Mike, another week on the road to get Maryland, and then the back-to-backs with Penn State, which is interesting to say the least, but it's how things have to work out right now. But the Terps, you know, they've won four games in conference, and they've all been on the road. So it's another example of go figure. What they did defensively against against Minnesota was a real eye-opener, though.
Yeah, it really was, too. When you think about it, Marcus Carr had 25 points, and everybody else wearing a Gophers uniform had 24. I mean, they were held to 49 points. Carr goes like 8 of 14 from the field, and his teammates go 6 of 32. So whatever Maryland's game plan was, they executed it pretty well. And we've known all along that they can play defense, and their matchups usually are in their favor because they force you to play something that maybe you don't feel comfortable playing. Now, I'm along with you. We were talking about it over the weekend that you thought that Minnesota would be more adaptable to play more spread floor type basketball, right? But, you know, they got nothing out of Robbins, really, 6 points. And they got nothing out of Kalcher, one of their veteran players. He didn't make a field goal. So, I mean, I guess we've seen this happen now with repeated times with different programs throughout the Big Ten, whether it's Indiana going to Iowa and Bohannon not making a field goal, or now it's Maryland shutting down the Gophers and Kalcher not making a field goal. These things can happen. You have to be prepared, I think, mentally and psychologically for bouncing back more so than anything else this year. The reaction or how you react to things is going to be the bottom line.
Yeah, but I want to correct myself again. I keep giving Maryland one more conference win than it has. It's their 3-6, but the wins have been on the road. Yeah, they got Robbins in foul trouble. Some of that may be self-inflicted, but he racked up three of them in about a two-minute span there in the second half. But another impressive road dub for the Maryland Terrapins, and we know one of those coming in Madison against the Badgers. We'll take a break. We'll have more as we continue in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your bumper to bumper. Heart Store,
where service is different. We get it.
Save this month on Prestone de-icer windshield fluid, now just $5.49. Gunk degreasing wipes are just $4.99, and Spray 9 disinfecting spray is also $4.99. Shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with coupon code SWEETHEART15. That's bumper to bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that? Drunk? Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Greatness is defined by a relentless commitment to the customer, built by a team resolute in helping you achieve your greatness. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 44 years straight and counting, based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales.
Ford F-Series, built by conquering the insurmountable, forged over decades. Experience this award-winning lineup and check out the special offers available at buyfordnow.com or your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers today.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using her sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usinger's. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
Well, we talked about schedule adjustments, and as Luke mentioned, Penn State was supposed to play Michigan on Wednesday night, but with Michigan on pause, Penn State hits the road to play Ohio State. Nittany Lions, though, picking up a couple of wins here. Maybe they're starting to figure out a few things. It's been turbulent there, to say the least, with the coaching change happening late in the fall, but they're the kind of team, Mike, that could still be a problem for teams. They got big John Hara inside, the football recruit could have been if he wanted to be. But it seems like if they get some things together that they're going to be in that long list of teams in this league that are going to be a tough out.
Now, they've got some pretty good players. Brockington and Sessoms kind of stand out to me. And they've had a few players who have played complementary roles over the last 3 to 4 seasons who are asked now to play a little bit bigger. And from time to time they have, but the season has been just so disjointed and disrupted for the Nittany Lions. Yet they remain dangerous, and I suppose you could say that about anyone in this league, maybe with the exception of Nebraska, which at some point will probably beat somebody they shouldn't beat. But I look at Penn State as a team that's more on the rise than the decline, and it's never easy to play at Penn State. We know that there's never been any atmosphere there unless the students are there. And now there won't be anyone there. And I don't know, sometimes you overlook people. I think that's the worst mistake you can make this year in the Big Ten, taking something for granted. And if you take something for granted against any opponent that maybe you put on their film and they just don't look impressive, you could put yourself in a big hole. And especially at the start of a game, whether it be like Minnesota played really poorly at the start against Maryland, and the Gopher players afterwards were saying, well, we didn't take them as seriously as we should have. How does that happen, right? I don't get it anymore.
It was the first unranked team they had played in a month. I don't know how much psychologically, but they asked Richard Pitino that before the game. He says, if they exhale, they lose. And maybe some of them exhaled. But every team in the league, including Michigan now once, but every team has looked really bad at least once, the way Michigan got drubbed at Minnesota just a week ago Saturday. It's strange.
No, I thought Michigan was the most impressive team that we had seen until I saw Ohio State, and I was really impressed with the Buckeyes. I really was, and I know it was a close game late, but the way they played in that first half and they put Wisconsin on its heels, man, and the talent they bring off the bench, they're pretty deep. They might be deeper overall than Michigan. I'm not saying the caliber of player might not be as high in some cases, but overall, I think they have more talent.
Yeah, the way, you know, their offense has been good all along. Greg's talked about that, but my eyes got open with how they got after it on the defensive end. I thought, and then as we mentioned during the game, for those guys to get C.J. Walker back, that could help that team close out games. But you can see the quickness, the experience, all of that he brings to the table.
Yeah, and if you can bring it, if Seth Towns can get back to where he was when he was at Harvard, you know, maybe to that level of play, and they're just using him as kind of a utility player, they're going to be in pretty good shape because he could score. He could flat out score.
Yeah, and it's another example of the depth of the league. Ohio State is 6-4, still a half game behind Wisconsin in the Big Ten standings. So as many have said, you could be in the – you can easily be in the top 25 nationally, but not be in the top 5 or so of the Big Ten Conference. And again, it just speaks to the depth of this league once again this year. We will take a break back to close out the show in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Badger fans, now you can have all of your favorite foods from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company delivered directly to your home, exclusively through Eat Street. You can also carry out from all of our locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Just visit GreatDanePub.com to place your carryout or delivery order. That's GreatDanePub.com. The Great Dane is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
You and your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper parts store.
Working together at full capacity.
Save this month on Crestone Deicer Windshield Fluid. Now just $5.49. Gunk degreasing wipes or Spray 9 disinfecting spray for only $4.99. And liquid wrench lubricating oil is just $3.99. Shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SWEETHEART15. That's your local bumper-to-bumper parts store where service is the difference. We get it.
Hi, I'm Sean Clary. When we started Clary Building Corp in 1978, quality craftsmanship and customer service were just how you did business. Those values and traditions are even more important today. No matter how you utilize your Clary building, we design, engineer, and manufacture everything in-house so we can back up the promise to deliver the building you deserve. Your satisfaction is our number one priority. Visit clarybuilding.com today. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open champ, and Baker Tilly client. You know, a par 5 forces you to take the long view, see the big picture. When you work with Baker Tilly, their tax, accounting, and advisory pros show you the big picture financially. They leverage their cross-industry know-how to maximize opportunities. I depend on Baker Tilly to be my valued business advisor. Down the fairway, to the green. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
Join us Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, with our network coverage of the pregame show, 8 o'clock tip for the Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins. We'll talk to you Wednesday night on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
On the Badger Sports Network, this has been the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years and counting, your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.